Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name. I'll write my name. Make sure you write neatly. Pretend I'm going to look at it. What's it going to look like? And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So boys and girls, I want you to look at the top of your paper and I want you to look for this picture. Ready? Pot. 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 Do you see the pot of gold? Well, we're going to color the pot black. If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. Pot. Will you sound it out for me? I already sounded it out for you. Now, will you tell me how it sounds out? Ready? Go. Good. P-ot. Pot. What's the beginning sound in pot? P-p-p. What's the ending sound in pot? T-t-t. What's the middle sound in pot? Ah. Change the p in pot and change it to o. Lot. That's a lot of gold. Take two more seconds. 2, 1. All right. Find your yellow crayon because we're going to color the gold. And while we color the gold, let's count it. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six pieces of gold that we can see on the top. We don't know what's inside. It's probably full. You can put down your yellow crayon. Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine it. Okay, boys and girls, do you see the rainbow? All right, we're gonna try and color this like an actual rainbow. So find your red crayon and let's color the top stripe. From the cloud to the pot, color it red. The first stripe, red. What letter sound does red begin with? R. What's in the middle? What's the middle sound in red? Eh. Letter E. Okay, and the ending sound? D. D. R-E-D spells red. Okay, put down your red crayon. Do you know what comes next in a rainbow? R, red, orange. Find an orange crayon and color the next stripe orange, the one right underneath the red one. Red and orange. Orange begins with what letter? O, orange. Okay, do you know what comes next in a rainbow? Red, orange. The next stripe is going to be yellow. So color the next stripe yellow. Top one's red, next one's orange, and now we're coloring yellow. Red, orange, yellow, green. Next stripe is green. Color neatly. Do your best job. Make me proud. Okay, red, orange, yellow, green, then what? Blue. Here we go. Oh, it's looking so, I don't know about yours, but it's looking so good. It's making me super excited. Plus the gold. The gold is making me happy. Okay, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. I'm looking for my actual, there it is. My actual purple. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. And then, do you know? It's supposed to be like a violet color. So you could use, I'm going to use my red violet color. I don't know if that's going to be perfect, but it'll be good enough for me because it's just listen and learn and not a rainbow in real life. Okay, let's color the cloud blue. I'm going to use my blue green. Color the cloud blue. Cloud. Cloud begins with what letter sound? Cloud. Yep. Begins with the letter C. But what if we took away the letter C from the word cloud? We took away the k in cloud. Loud. Boys and girls, lots of times people say I'm loud. I get really loud, especially when I'm excited. Okay, put down all your crayons. I want you to look for this picture. Ready? At. At. Hat. Do you see the one that's laying in the grass all by itself? Let's color that hat black, except for the buckle. If you can't find your black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. Hat. Will you sound out hat for me? Tell me all the sounds in hat. Very good. At. Change the in hat to k-k-k. Cat. Do you see a cat in our picture? No, me neither. Change the k in cat to mat. Okay, what about this? Change the t in mat to p. Change the t in mat to p. Map. Map. Do you see a map in our picture? No, me neither. Okay, color the buckle yellow. Okay. Do you see another at in our picture? Me too. It's on the what? What's it on? The leprechaun. Let's color that hat, the one the leprechaun is wearing. Let's color it green. I don't know if you've done listen and learn with me before, but sometimes I talk like I'm from Texas and I get my southern accent going and I feel really good about it. And what I wish right now was that I had an Irish accent so I could talk like a leprechaun, but I'm not very good at it. Top of the morning to you. I'm just not good at it. It's not my strength. So we have a green hat, except for the buckle, and then we'll color the buckle yellow. So let's color the buckle yellow. Okay, while we're looking at the leprechaun, he has a beard. Let's color his beard orange. Sometimes leprechauns have orange hair or like red. So we're going to color his hair. You could do his eyebrows if you wanted orange. And then his beard can be orange. B-b-beard. Beard begins with the letter B. What does beard end with? Beard. D. Good. Okay, you can put down your orange crayon. Let's color his outfit green too. His jacket, not the buckle. See the buckle? But you can color his jacket and his little shorts. You can color those green too. Leprechauns like gold. Leprechauns are little. Leprechauns like to hide their gold. Okay, I'm almost finished with his outfit. I'm going to grab my yellow crayon and make another yellow buckle. Okay, should we give him green shoes too? Yeah, I think so. Except for the buckles. I'm going to make those black on his shoes. I'm going to make the buckles black on his shoes. Give him some green shoes so we can stomp, stomp, stomp over to his gold. Okay, I'm going to give him some black buckles on his shoes. All right, buckles. What does the word buckles begin with? B. Buckles, B, yep, like beard. Okay, you can put down your black crayon and your green crayons. Boys and girls, I see some clovers in the grass. Look at the ones next to the leprechaun. Count the clovers next to the leprechaun, the big ones next to the leprechaun. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4. And now look at one of them. Just pick one. Pick one next to the leprechaun. How many petals or how many leaves are on each clover? 1, 2, 3. So these are 3-leaf clovers. Let's color them. What color do you think they are? Yeah, they're green. I'm going to use my yellow-green crayon for these. So go ahead and color them green. You don't have to use your yellow-green crayon. I am, just to be different from the leprechaun. So these are 3-leaf clovers, but there's 4 of them. What letter begins the word clover? Clover begins with a C. It's also has an L like cloud. Cloud and clover begin the same way. We're just doing the 3-leaf ones next to the leprechaun. There's some other ones over by the rainbow, but we're leaving those alone for right now. So hold your horses, and wait for me. Okay, take 2 more seconds, 2 and 1. All right, do you see the ones over by the rainbow? Okay, they're a little bit different. How many leaves or how many petals? I don't know how to say it. Leaves. How many parts are there to these clovers? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 little parts to each of them. There's 4 little leaf parts to each of them. They're called shamrocks, or I think they're called shamrocks, or 4-leaf clovers. How many are over by the cloud and the rainbow? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Okay, just for fun, we don't have to color these green. Pick any color you want to color them. I'm going to make pink ones. I know, I'm crazy. I'm going to do pink ones. These are the ones over by the rainbow. And I'm going to make pink ones. You can pick any color you want for these. You are in charge of the 4-leaf clovers over here. You're in charge of the 4-leaf clovers over here. And there are 5 in all. 5 4-leaf clovers over here. Okay, I'm on my last one. If you're already done, you might have gone really fast. I might need to check your work real quick. Okay, 2 more seconds. 2 and 1. Boys and girls, I want us to count the 4-leaf clovers and the 3-leaf clovers. We want to see how many clovers are in this picture in all. Ready? Let's count them. Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 clovers in all. Some have 4 leaves. Some have 3 leaves, but 9 in all. Okay, put down all your crayons and find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Do you see the little rainbow? Has no clouds. What letter sound does rainbow begin with? Yep, the letter R. Okay, scoot over. What about gold? Gold. What does that begin with? G, write the letter G. You can do capital if you want to. Okay, scoot over. We're going to do ending sounds. What's the ending sound in the word pot? Pot. Yes, the letter T. Write the letter T. And then scoot over. What's the ending sound in leprechaun? Leprechaun. N. Write the letter N next to the leprechaun. So you should have R for rainbow, G for gold, pot. T for the ending of pot, and N for the ending of leprechaun. All right, let's look at the sentence. Will you touch the circles under the words while I read it to you? Ready? Look at the big rainbow. See the exclamation mark? It's not a period. It means I need to read this like I'm super excited. Okay, ready? Let's do it again. You point, I'll read. Look at the big rainbow. Now let's read it together and be excited. Ready? Point and read. Look at the big rainbow. Will you please color in the circle under the word look? Color the circle under the word look. It's the first word in our sentence. L. Keep spelling it for me. How is it spelled? L-O-O-K. All right. Please fill in the circle under the word big. Big. It's going to start with what letter? B. B-I-G. Spell it for me. It's right there on your paper. B-I-G. Now, color in the circle under the word rainbow. Rainbow. Yep, it's the very last word. It begins with the letter R. Rainbow. Okay, count all the circles in the sentence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's because there are 5 words in our sentence. Look at the big rainbow. Okay, scoot down to the clover. How many leaves are on this clover? 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Will you draw 4 polka dots? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 leaves and 4 polka dots make how many in all? Count the leaves. 1, 2, 3, 4. Count the counter, the polka dots. 5, 6, 7, 8 in all. 4 and 4 make 8. Scoot over. We have a part, whole mat. How many counters are in the first mat? Trace the counters. 1. Or in the first part. How many counters are in the first part? 1, 2, 3. How many are in the other part? Trace and count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3 and 4 make. Well, let's count it and see. Count them all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 and 4 make 7 in all. Well, you write 7 in the box on top. That's the whole number. The whole amount, 3 and 4 together, is 7. Part, whole. Scoot over. Let's count the spots on the ladybugs, but let's cross them off with an X as we count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Will you write the number 8 between the ladybug heads? Between their heads, 8. There's 1 on this ladybug and 7 on the other ladybug. 1 and 7 make 8. Boys and girls, we did it. I don't think I messed up too much this time. Maybe a little, but you know me, I do make mistakes. But that's okay because guess what? You rock, I roll together. We rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.